This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now the connection between access to lawyers and homelessness. David Gorin reports from CalMatters in California.
At 11 a.m. on a Tuesday morning at the main courthouse in downtown L.A., people cram the halls, rushing from one room to another. Down one of those long corridors, outside room 115, about 10 people wait to hear their name called.
Jonetta?
Because each one of them is about to be kicked out of their home. This is the Eviction Assistance Center. Terry Williams sought help here. He's 71 years old from South L.A. Williams' wife has dementia, and they're living on a fixed income. He couldn't sleep after getting an eviction notice until he talked to a lawyer.
When I found out that they could help me, a load just left me. I feel like I got a chance.
Williams is one of the lucky ones. Only about 4,000 of the roughly 50,000 households in L.A. County facing an eviction notice every year get this kind of free legal help. Eviction is considered one of the biggest risk factors for homelessness, says legal aid lawyer Ty Glenn of the nonprofit Inner City Law Center. She says it's the first step in a downward spiral.
It's definitely cheaper to keep someone in their house or to get them in a house quickly than it is to deal with all the services that come out of someone living on the street.
Voters in San Francisco just approved a ballot measure, setting aside $5.6 million a year to offer legal counsel to anyone facing eviction. New York is the only other city in the nation to do that. But aren't some evictions justified, says Charlie Goss of the San Francisco Apartment Association that represents landlords. Tenants who haven't paid rent or destroy property, the city shouldn't be the one to pay for lawyers to draw out every eviction, he says. Instead,
they could provide homeless services, affordable housing. It could do a number of different things to tackle the root cause.
City officials in L.A. and San Francisco say free legal help might be a relatively cheap solution to such a deep-rooted problem. For renters like Terry Williams, just scraping by as it is, that could be the difference between having a home or not. In Los Angeles, I'm David Gorin for Marketplace.
That story is part of the California Dream Reporting Project.